Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I'm talking with Ellen Barber about one of the Waterville's most loved outdoor spaces, Lake Idlewild, and the vision helping shape its future.
My name is Ellen Barber, and I used to be the economic developer for Marshall County Partnership for Growth. And while I was working there, the question came from Waterville if I would help write a grant. And so I was very willing to do that. I was involved for a couple of years. The grant was awarded, and then I needed to retire. And so I didn't want to leave the group in the lurch. So I kind of stayed on as more of a volunteer. And so that's just kind of led me to where I am now.
Ellen gives us an overview of the vision behind transforming Lake Idlewild.
This property has been owned by Waterville for years. And most people don't know it's actually a historical site. It was built by the WPA Public Works Administration, and that was right after the Depression. And the government put millions of unemployed men to work to fix up U.S. infrastructure. Well, of all places, Waterville got one. And the reason was because there's millions of acres of land above, millions of gallons of water that was draining down into farmers' farmland, and it was hurting their crops. And so they needed a place where they could have a draining lake and a dam and get that water all the way down to the Little Blue River. And so Waterville was picked for that spot to build that man-made lake, put the dam in, and the rest is history.
She talks about what sparked the push for more thoughtful trail development around the lake.
Well, a new mayor came who was young, and he could remember the stories that his parents and grandparents told about the lake. And so he wanted to bring it back to its old glory. And that sparked a group of people who agreed with him totally. And so a lake restoration committee was set up to do that.
Outdoor education is another area that's really gaining momentum.
Well, I see a whole lot more play ideas that are being set up at trails now. For instance, the Marysville Rail Trail added a site for young bikers to go ahead and have their own spot to challenge themselves. And then the City Park added book ideas to read along the trail. And years back, with a grant, I helped Marysville set up a musical instruments for kids to play with along the trail's sidewalks. So I think the goal is just to help kids and people enjoy getting away outside from screens and saying to themselves, you know, I'm going to go outside and outdoors more often.
Ellen shares some partnerships that have been important for this project to move forward.
You'd kind of need to start out with the big picture partnerships. The city council owned the land, so we needed to work with them first. And they were willing to give a match fund to help with the match we had to have for this grant to work. And then the council had a member who became a volunteer on this restoration committee, so he could report back to them and they didn't have to be overly involved. And then they asked the Partnership for Growth for help. And that meant that the city didn't have to pay a lot for a grant. And then I helped with the grants and found the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Recreation Program, which was a great fit. And then I was able to access other professional help through the Kansas Ag Department. And they helped me with the environmental review and the legal ownership side.
Community involvement has also played a big role.
Well, it's crucial. I would definitely say it takes a village to build a trail. Could not have happened if the community didn't give financially to make it happen. For example, the grant is set up so that every time the trail building company gets paid, we have to use our match money to cover 20% of that bill. So that match has to happen or the trail won't get paid. And here's another example. It's not just about money. The forest around the lake was tangled and overgrown. And community members gave over 1,000 hours this past couple of years to clean up that entire property. And that included some straight-line Kansas windstorms. That is real community commitment.
Ellen shares long-term goals for Lake Idlewild.
Well, right now, the first single track, that trail is in on the east side. And the main trail around the lake is coming, along with the single second track, and it's going to be this next spring. And our first goal will be to get all the signage up in the park so that no one's lost in those 40 acres. And our local Blue Valley Telecommunications and the Foundation for Rural Service provided us a signage grant of $5,000 for us to complete that. So that was real exciting to get the local businesses involved. And we also want to put signage out on the highway so travelers can also find the lake and trails. And finally, the committee has, and they're seeking ways to possibly dredge the lake and make it a fishing and boating spot again. The thing is, now that we have the trails there and people are coming, anything can happen when people catch that vision.
Thank you so much to Ellen Barber for sharing the vision and progress behind Lake Idlewild. It's exciting to hear how much care and collaboration is going into making a place for everyone to enjoy. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.